as part of your Austin music experience. I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Well, you shouldn't be too surprised to hear that the biggest music news in Austin is this year's ACL Fest. Weekend one has wrapped up, and it would look like all eyes and ears were on Austin. So, what are people saying? Well, across the board, critics are saying that Beck, who performed on day one, had a stellar set. The students at the University of Texas at Austin newspaper The Daily Texan raved about acts like St. Vincent, Ginny Lewis, Mac DeMarco, Eminem, and Iggy Azalea. Music industry aficionados over at Billboard also praised Iggy's performance, as well as Lana Del Rey. However, the Austin Chronicle argues that both Del Rey and Azalea could learn a thing or two from Meryl Gerbus, a.k.a. Tune Yards, who they say electrified Saturday afternoon with, quoting here, Technicolor energy. There's more than a few reviews of the fest out there, but you'll be able to judge the performances for yourself if you'd like. The Austin City Limits Music Festival returns again this weekend for round two. Speaking of ACL, one group of repeat fest performers are back in the studio. Muse. The British prog rock trio have taken to Instagram to show what they've been up to lately. It's been a minute since they released The Second Law in 2012, and now the group is showing off their guitar amps, quoting here, Fat Bass Distortion, and frontman Matt Bellamy's new beard and long hair. Bellamy also recently told Radio.com that the new album will have more of a rock sound. That's your sound check. I'm Tyler Pratt.